I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A federal judge says Alabama counties must abide by court decisions allowing gay marriage. APR's Stan Ingold reports U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade issued an order updating a previous ruling in favor of same-sex marriage.
Judge Grenade says state probate judges can't discriminate against gay couples because the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled gay marriage is legal everywhere. But her order doesn't affect counties that have stopped issuing marriage licenses altogether. The judge had put previous decisions on hold to allow time for the justices to rule. Grenade's order came at the request of groups representing gay couples across Alabama. Many Alabama counties still aren't issuing same-sex marriage licenses despite the Supreme Court decision. The Alabama Supreme Court apparently muddied the issue by granting time for gay marriage opponents to voice their opinion. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Officials in Birmingham have approved of removing a Confederate monument from one of the city's parks. The Birmingham Parks and Recreation Board voted during a meeting last night to remove the large obelisk from the entrance of Lynn Park. Board member and former Birmingham mayor Bernard Kincaid says he wants to be respectful of history, but he doesn't think a Confederate monument should be in a city park. The Pelham chapter of the Daughters of the Confederacy erected that monument 110 years ago. That chapter doesn't exist anymore, but other Southern Heritage groups have expressed interest in placing the monument elsewhere. Activist Frank Matthews says the decision to remove this monument doesn't mean purging Birmingham of all of its ties to the Civil War and the Confederacy. He highlights that Lynn Park is named for Charles Lynn, who served in the Confederate Navy. And the 4th of July is coming up, so what's the best city in the U.S. to celebrate Independence Day? The personal finance website WalletHub did a study. It found Birmingham is one of the best cities to observe the birthday of the nation. The Magic City is ranked 17th out of 100 cities on the list. WalletHub spokeswoman Jill Gonzalez says food and entertainment costs figured into the results.
So you want to think about how congested a city is going to be. But you also want to make sure that there's enough entertainment and activities to go around, hopefully at a lower cost.
Gonzalez says WalletHub rated Birmingham and the other cities on several other criteria that included the length of fireworks shows, the cost to get into them, the number of festivals occurring, and the number of performances to choose from. And State Senator Cam Ward has been arrested on charges of driving under the influence. Shelby County jail records show Ward was booked yesterday on DUI charges. The records did not list a bond amount. He's expected to be released from jail sometime this morning. Now your forecast.
Our forecast today includes the temperatures topping out in the upper 80s to near 90. Partly sunny, chance for scattered storms today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Not going to rain all day every day, and due to the scattered nature of storms, some areas will actually miss the rain. Overnight lows continue in the 70s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.